Hello? ¿Qué pasa, Parito?
Okay. Isn't somebody in the house who speak English that can help us? If we're just conducting a survey, we'd just like to record your answer to the study. Can you be sure your opinion? Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will definitely not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, what is your age?
32.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American?
Hispanic.
Okay, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections on November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from between 0 to 10. Go ahead.
10.
Thank you, sir. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Something else? Thank you, sir. Okay, now moving on. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, and which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read them all, and you can pick up the two, okay, sir? Real quick. Criminal justice reform does stop racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, health care costs, gun regulation and reform, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security, improving K-12 public schools education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, all could be protecting our democracy and freedoms, or crime and violence, and inflation and the economy. If you had to pick two of them, which ones would you pick?
The first one?
Criminal justice reform does not racial profile and holds back cops accountable. That one?
Yes.
Okay, and the other one? You got health care costs, got regulations and reform, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fight. Which one?
Let's go with climate change.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Approve or disapprove?
Repeat that again?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
And strongly also what? Disapprove.
Strongly,
okay, thank you. Now, and generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, thank you. Now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What's your opinion?
Same,
okay. Now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not that often, or not at all?
Not that often, just in the middle.
Okay, thank you. Now, how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference on your everyday life? Would you say very often, not that often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country? What would you say? More rights, the same, or fewer than other people in this country? How do you feel about your rights?
I'm the same.
I'm sorry?
Less.
Less, okay, thank you. And that's some fewer or a lot fewer? Right, than other people. Somewhat fewer? Okay. Now, yeah. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? First one is Ron DeSantis, 0 to 100.
Repeat it again?
Yes, sir. I want you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. The first one is Ron DeSantis, from 0 to 100.
0.
Okay. And how about Kamala Harris, 0 to 100?
0.
Okay, and how about Taylor Swift, 0 to 100?
0.
Okay, and how about Donald Trump for 0 to 100?
0.
Okay, and the NAACP, the organization, to the best of your knowledge, 0 to 100?
0.
Okay, and how about the Democratic Party in general, 0 to 100?
0.
And how about the Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights? Same question.
0.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden?
0.
0. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. I appreciate your patience. Now, I like you. I'm sorry. Here we go. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
I have to choose one of the three?
Yes, sir. Just for the sake of my research, let's say for the sake of argument that the election was for today, you know, for the president. Which one would you pick if you had to choose? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
West.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving on. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Worried.
Somewhat or very worried?
Yes. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please, sir, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, America's diversity makes it stronger. Agree strongly with that statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Makes it stronger?
America's diversity makes it stronger, yes. That's the statement. Do you agree with that or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Okay, somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and how about reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society? I strongly agree with that statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly? Strongly, okay. Now, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Same question, same choices.
Repeat that again.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Agree with the statement, no disagree?
Agree.
Okay, strongly. Okay. How about abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country? Agree or disagree?
Illegally or legally?
No, legally. Abortion access should be a legally protected right. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Agree or disagree with the statement?
Agree.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we cannot afford right now. Agree or disagree?
Agree, strongly.
Okay. And how about the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans? Same question. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, now moving on. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more, okay? The first one or the second one. Here's the first one. Some people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put through to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our difference. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens, so they might all contribute to the strength of America. Now, second statement. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools to indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to a college. Our government should treat us as an individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Which of those two statements do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
First one.
Okay. I agree somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that this is being undermined and under threat, and 5 means that you somewhat agree. Okay. Yeah. He hang up.